Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
On the northeastern edge of Jacksonville, Florida, lies a piece of land steeped in history, Fort George Island. Surrounded by the waters of the Atlantic Ocean and the winding currents of the St. John's River, it is a place where the past feels alive. The island, now known for its natural beauty and serene landscapes, holds a much darker legacy. It has been the stage for centuries of conflict, suffering, and death. And for many who visit, there is a palpable sense that not all of its inhabitants have moved on. They say that those who lived and died here still roam the grounds. Their presence felt by anyone who dares to walk the island's trails, explore its ruins, or step inside the weathered walls of the Kingsley Plantation. Long before Europeans set foot on the island, it was home to the Timucua people. For centuries, they thrived on this land, using its resources to build a complex society. The evidence of their civilization still remains in the form of shell mounds and burial sites scattered across the island. These ancient relics offer a glimpse into a world that existed long before the conflicts of colonization, a world that would soon be forever altered. In the 16th century, as European powers began to vie for control of the New World, Fort George Island became a point of contention. Spanish explorers, including Jean Ribault, were among the first to claim the area for Spain, establishing a foothold in what would become Florida. But their hold on the land was tenuous, as French and British settlers, eager to expand their empires, also saw the strategic value of the island. Over the next few centuries, the island became a battleground, with control shifting from the Spanish to the British, and eventually to the Americans. Each new wave of settlers brought with it new conflicts, new tragedies, and new ghosts. It wasn't until the late 18th century, during British control, that the island would take on the form that remains most visible today. Fort George Island became a site of plantation wealth, with vast tracts of land cultivated for crops like cotton and indigo. Among the most famous of these plantations was the Kingsley Plantation, established by Zephaniah Kingsley, a wealthy and eccentric planter. Kingsley, originally from England, was known for his controversial views on slavery and race. He married Anna Kingsley, a former African slave whom he later freed, and together they managed the plantation. The Kingsley Plantation was a harsh place, like so many plantations of its time. Enslaved Africans worked the land, toiling under brutal conditions, their lives dictated by the whims of their owners. The suffering of these people left a mark on the island, one that many believe persists to this day. Visitors to the plantation have reported feeling an overwhelming sense of sorrow as they walk through the grounds, a sadness that seems to seep from the very earth beneath their feet. Some say that the spirits of the enslaved still linger, their presence felt in the rustling of the trees, the creaking of the old wooden structures, and the cool breezes that suddenly sweep through on otherwise still days. The plantation house itself, a stately building that has withstood the test of time, is said to be one of the most haunted spots on the island. Guests and staff alike have reported hearing disembodied voices in the halls. Voices that seem to echo from the past, faint but unmistakable. Footsteps can be heard walking across the floors, even when the house is empty. Doors open and close on their own, as though someone or something is moving through the house unseen but not unnoticed. One of the most enduring stories tied to the Kingsley plantation is that of Anna Kingsley herself. After gaining her freedom, Anna became a powerful figure in her own right, managing the plantation and its affairs. But despite her rise in status, Anna's life was filled with hardship and loss. Many believe that her spirit still watches over the plantation, her connection to the land too strong to be severed by death. Visitors have reported seeing her apparition in and around the old plantation house, a figure dressed in 19th century clothing, standing silently by the windows or moving through the rooms with an air of quiet authority. Those who have encountered her say that there is nothing malevolent about her presence, but rather a sense of vigilance, as though she is still guarding the place she once called home. But it is not only the Kingsley family who are said to haunt Fort George Island. The island's military history has also left its mark. During the British occupation in the 1700s, the island was fortified to defend against attacks from Spanish forces and Native American tribes. Soldiers stationed on the island lived in harsh conditions, constantly on alert for danger. Many of them died here, whether from disease, conflict, or the unforgiving environment. Their spirits, too, are believed to remain. The ruins of old military fortifications can still be found on the island, and it is here that visitors often report some of the most disturbing encounters. Shadowy figures have been seen moving among the ruins, figures that vanish as soon as they are approached. Strange lights have been spotted at night, flickering in the distance like the ghostly remnants of campfires long extinguished. Some have even claimed to hear the sounds of battle, distant gunfire, the clash of steel, and the cries of men echoing across the island, though no physical evidence of such events can be found. One particular story stands out among the many paranormal encounters reported on the island. A group of visitors exploring the island's fortifications late one evening saw what appeared to be the figure of a soldier standing near the water's edge. Dressed in what looked like an old British uniform, the soldier stood perfectly still, staring out at the horizon. Thinking it was a historical reenactor, one of the visitors called out to the figure. But when they received no response, they approached, only to watch in stunned silence as the figure slowly faded from view, leaving nothing behind but the sound of the waves lapping against the shore. The waters surrounding Fort George Island hold their own mysteries. Throughout the island's history, the nearby coast was plagued by pirates who used the waterways to launch raids on unsuspecting ships. Some believe that the spirits of these long-dead pirates still roam the waters, searching for the treasure they buried and lost centuries ago. On moonlit nights, phantom ships have been spotted sailing silently across the horizon, their sails full despite the absence of wind. These ghostly vessels vanish as quickly as they appear, leaving behind only the faintest impression on the water's surface. But perhaps the most terrifying hauntings on Fort George Island are tied to the lives of the enslaved people who worked and died here. The old slave quarters, long abandoned, are said to be particularly active with paranormal phenomena. Visitors who have ventured into these areas describe feeling an oppressive weight, as though the air itself is heavy with sadness, Some have reported hearing the sound of chains rattling, a haunting reminder of the brutality that took place here. Others have seen shadowy figures moving between the trees, their forms barely visible in the fading light. One particularly harrowing encounter occurred when a visitor, walking through the grounds near the old slave quarters, felt a sudden chill. As they turned to leave, they heard what sounded like a faint whisper in their ear, words they could not understand, but which filled them with an overwhelming sense of dread. The visitor left the island that day, convinced that they had come too close to something they were never meant to experience. Over the years, Fort George Island has attracted the attention of paranormal investigators, eager to document the strange occurrences that have been reported. Armed with cameras, audio recorders, and other tools of the trade, these investigators have spent countless hours exploring the island's most haunted locations. Many have come away with evidence they cannot explain. Electronic voice phenomena, or EVPs, are among the most common findings. In one recording, taken near the Kingsley Plantation, a voice can be heard faintly saying, "Leave us." The voice is soft, barely more than a whisper, but it is enough to send chills down the spine of anyone who hears it. Thermal imaging cameras have also captured strange anomalies. In one particularly striking image taken inside the plantation house, a cold spot in the shape of a human figure can be seen standing near the fireplace. The figure appears to be watching the investigators, though no one else was present in the room at the time. Other images have shown shadowy forms moving through the ruins of the old fortifications. Though the camera operator saw nothing out of the ordinary at the time the photos were taken. Despite the many reports of paranormal activity, there are those who remain skeptical. Some argue that the island's age and history are enough to create an atmosphere ripe for ghost stories. The natural sounds of the island, the wind rustling through the trees, the waves crashing against the shore, could easily be mistaken for something otherworldly. Others suggest that the stories of hauntings are simply a reflection of the island's tragic past, a way for people to make sense of the suffering that took place here. But for those who have experienced the paranormal on Fort George Island, skepticism offers little comfort. There is something about the island, something in the way the shadows stretch long across the ground, the way the air feels heavy with history, that makes it impossible to dismiss the idea that the past is still very much alive. The spirits of those who lived, worked, and died on the island may not rest easily. And for those who dare to visit, their presence is always near, just beyond the veil of the ordinary. As the sun sets over the island and the last light of day fades from the sky, Fort George Island grows quiet. The tourists leave, the boats return to shore, and the island is left to the night. But for those who stay, for those who listen closely, there is always the chance that they may hear something. A whisper, a footstep, a distant voice, reminding them that the past is never far away and that some spirits are never truly at rest.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.